Thank you for joining the Verypharma's 2020 interim results conference call. The call will begin with a presentation by management, followed by a Q&A session. I would now like to hand over the call to Daphne Duan from Verypharma's investor relations team. Thank you.
Thank you, operator. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to join the interim results presentation. We have Ms. Icy Wang, Chief Financial Officer and Chief Administrative Officer, on the call this evening. Icy will now begin the presentation.
Thank you, Daphne. I would like to begin with an overview of our financial highlights, which is presented on slide four. For the first half of 2020, the spread of COVID-19 has severely impacted global financial markets. Due to the unfamiliar challenges for the world economy and business community, we delivered a 50% decrease in profit attributable to owners of the company to 125.5 million Hong Kong dollars. The decrease in average AUM in the year to June lowered our operating profits to 114.7 million Hong Kong dollars, compared with 162 million Hong Kong dollars during the same period in 2019. While our generated treasury gains reached 23 million Hong Kong dollars. The group's gross management fees declined to 519.6 million Hong Kong dollars, while gross performance fee amounted to 15.6 million Hong Kong dollars. As of June 30th, some of our equity products, including the flagship Value Partners Classic Fund, have reached their respective high water marks. Meanwhile, the two best performing funds, among them are the Value Partners Healthcare Strategy and the Chinese Mainland Focus Fund, which respectively returned 20.2% and 19.1% during the period. As you know, the dates of performance fee crystallization for most of our major own brand funds are at the end of the year. Therefore, fund performance in the second half of 2020 will determine our ability to collect performance fee for the year. Due to the increase in the AUM portion on our own brand funds, which have relatively higher margin, our annualized gross management fee margin increased to 108 basis points, and annualized net management fee margin was widened to 61 basis points during the period. While management fee rebates for distribution channels decreased to 226.4 million Hong Kong dollars. Looking at slide five, as of 30th June 2020, our AUM stood at $11.8 billion, down from $15 billion by the end of last year. During the first half of the year, we recorded net redemptions of $2.2 billion. We noted from our distribution channels that investors have turned exceptionally cautious in allocating their assets, with some deciding to hold cash over the near term. The AUM outflow during the first half was mostly from our fixed income products. However, fund outflows pressure are not isolated to a single firm, but across global and regional fixed income vehicles investing in the entire credit spectrum. As the markets return to fundamentals and reasons, the flow of capital also stabilized in the second quarter of the year. We saw a meaningful momentum of business activities from the second quarter, recovering towards its normal level as people gradually become used to remote working. Now, let's move on to discuss the breakdown of our AUM. The data is as of 30th June 2020 and classified by brand and by strategy. Own brand funds took up 80% and remain the biggest contributor to our group's AUM. From strategy perspective, absolute return non-biased funds continue to represent the largest share of the group's AUM, accounting for 58%, followed by fixed income funds, which was 38%. The majority of the AUM under fixed income funds was contributed by our flagship Greater China High Yield Income Fund. Geographically, Hong Kong clients continue to be the largest segment, contributing 68% of the group AUM. There was a rise in the share of AUM attributable to clients from mainland China, which increased to 12%. The share of AUM contributed by clients in Singapore stood at 7%, while those from United States and Europe total up a combined 7%. Next, I would like to highlight our commitments on disciplined cost controls. Looking at our cost structure on slide seven, we managed to reduce total expense by 7% to 240 million Hong Kong dollars compared to a year ago. Our fixed cost coverage ratio is adjusted to 1.7 times compared with 2.2 times over the same period in 2019. With the potential challenges in mind, we are well prepared for the futures with ways such as resources realignment and ongoing cost control measures to ensure our ability to navigate the upcoming headwinds and to undergo the strategic development projects in the pipeline. Looking at our financial position on slide 8, our balance sheet and cash flow position remain strong, and we have 1.8 billion Hong Kong dollars of cash and cash equivalents on the balance sheet as at 30th June 2020. We also continue to maintain a position of zero debt. So this is the end of our financial highlights part. Next, please allow us to present a review of the group's business. Over the years, we have identified two key growth drivers. We continue to fully take advantage of China's opening up of the asset management industry, and also to expand Value Partners' product range covering different asset classes to grow our AUM. So now, Daphne will now share with us the China business strategy.
Thank you, IC. In mainland China, we have made significant strides in continually strengthening our onshore presence. There are three key segments that Value Partners can further expand, including our services to the onshore institutions, the private fund management, and the mutual recognition of funds businesses. Currently, our institutional business contributes up to 80% of our China AUM. We provide investment advisory services on institutional in-house money to invest in southbound stocks under the Stock Connect scheme for more than 10 major banks and 5 major insurance companies, in which most of them are the biggest players in their market. In February this year, our WFI Value Partners Shanghai has obtained an investment advisory qualification from the Asset Management Association of China, which enables us to provide investment advisory services on private asset management products to eligible third-party institutions in mainland China. The scope of investment advice covers not only the southbound stocks, but also A-share stocks listed on the Shanghai and Shenzhen stock exchanges. The latest qualification is one of the key milestones for Value Partners Shanghai. It opens a channel where we can deepen our relationship and collaboration with qualified mainland institutions to tap into the estimated 30 trillion yuan wealth market. Then comes our private fund management business, commenced since 2017. The PFM license allows us to steer our own branded funds to high net worth individuals via private banks and securities companies. We have the second most number of PFM products among foreign PFM license holders by July 2020, with 11 funds launched. We have distribution partnerships now with 4 out of top 10 mainland private banks. In terms of our MIF business, currently we have 2 flagship equities funds approved under the scheme. We have had a good start launching our classic MRF in March 2019 and launched the High Dividend Stocks Fund MRF in May 2020. I would also like to touch on our fully localized team in mainland China, led by our investment director and head of China business, Mr. Yu Xiaobo. We now have 41 professionals in our China team, with the average 13 years of experience covering investment management and company research, legal and compliance, back office operations, sales and marketing, and other key functions. This is one of the biggest on the ground team amongst our peers. Thanks to the strong team and growing brand awareness, we can continue to take advantages of being one of the first movers in mainland China. Value Partners has received a meaningful count of business licenses and awards in mainland China over the years. In the latest ranking by leading fund industry consulting firm Zban Advisors, Value Partners ranks 9th of global managers operating in mainland China. This is the second year that we have received the honor. We are the only Asia-based asset manager on the top 10 WFI list serving the mainland China market. Please note that while Value Partners runs as a foreign asset manager to onshore clients, our geographical and cultural proximity to China presents a crucial age to serve the Chinese market. To overseas clients, we are the most local China solution provider compared with other global fund houses, with one of the largest on-the-ground investment teams and longest track record in the region. Recently, we are also entitled as Best Offshore Trusted Institution for Issuers and Most Favored Offshore Asset Manager for Issuers in the Offshore Open Market Business Sector by the Insurance Asset Management Association of China. Furthermore, our China business was named as one of the most promising Wufin private fund houses at the 11th Golden Sunshine Award by Shanghai Securities News and most attractive foreign private fund brand at the 5th China Golden Changjiang Private Fund Development Summit, co-organized by Securities Times and Changjiang Securities. We once again received the top 10 Wufi houses title offered by China's investment consulting firm Haobai. In total, we have received more than 10 awards for our China business in the recent years. The awards demonstrate a strong recognition on Venue Partners' footprint in Chinese mainland. This is our China business part. Now, IC will continue to share with you our product updates.
Thank you, Daphne. In slide 12, I would like to share with you the expansion of our product range. From active equities, we have expanded into fixed income, multi-assets, and alternative investment over the past years. Despite the challenging environments and uncertainties, China presents a long-term structural story that remains intact. As a pioneer investor in the Greater China market since 1993, we are pleased to see a growing population of foreign investors that acknowledge the opportunity. In terms of product offering, the group's target to launch additional strategies by end of 2020. We target to list a Sharia compliance ETF checking a China A-shares benchmark on the Malaysian bourse. This fund is likely to be the first Sharia China A-share product in the world, which will enable investors to play a part in China's growth and future, while complying with the Sharia principles. Furthermore, the COVID-19 aftermath is set to bring about long-term positive impacts on the mainland's medical system, catalyzing improvement in medical equipment configuration, drug and vaccine logistics system, and research and development. In addition to an aging population, China's pharmaceutical and healthcare sectors will offer particular potential for investors. Meanwhile, our existing China-focused healthcare strategy established in 2015 is to apply for the authorization from the regulator of Hong Kong to enable the retail distribution in the city. To cope with market conditions, including that rising market uncertainty surveys the importance of gold in a portfolio and meet investor increasing needs, we are constantly reviewing our existing products and aim to enhance the fund's features. On our alternative capabilities, we expect the first closing of our Malaysia Sharia Property Fund to be by third quarter of 2020. We will start the investment of Malaysian work dormitories. It is noteworthy that the fund is likely to be the first Sharia compliance strategy in the world that focuses on the purpose-built workers' accommodation sector. Riding on the attractive fundamentals, the real estate sector in Asia thrives with foreseeable rental growth and investment returns. In the fixed income space, our fixed income strategy and investment professionals score a total of 5 accolades from Insights and Mandates Professional Investment Awards and Refinitiv Lipper Funds Award 2020. In particular, Mr. Gordon Yip, our Chief Investment Officer of Fixed Income, has been named the CIO of the Year for Fixed Income in the Regional Category and the Markets Awards Hong Kong Category. In the past 3 to 5 years, we have also expanded into investment-grade fixed income and multi-assets in Greater China and Asia. So to summarize the presentation, Fair Partners has a strong balance sheet which can get us through all weather market environments in the foreseeable future. It's strongly positioned for China's market opening in this growing asset management industry, and we continue to expand our product range into different asset classes, which will capture new market share. Overseas investor interest in Chinese equities and bonds is expanding, and the trend is to sustain for at least the coming decade. This is largely because of the underrepresentation of foreign investors in China's onshore assets. Now, the size of Chinese market becomes too big to ignore for foreign investors, who collectively own merely 4% of the assets. Incremental growth in foreign interest have manifested itself in several institutional tenders for China specialists, in which fellow partners has been asked to participate. Ahead, our global arms will continue to build brand awareness for fellow partners across the world. That concludes our interim results presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, IC. That concludes our results presentation. Thank you, everyone. Operator, please proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you.